Good morning.
Are these accusations outlined in this letter indicative of problems the Innocence Project has been aware of, or as far as you know, has the state crime lab run a pretty tight ship?
Well, I think we're fortunate in Wisconsin to have a very good state crime laboratory, and we ourselves have not encountered difficulties or problems with them at all. The complaint that's filed here does identify some serious mistakes that have been made in the past, mistakes that I think the crime lab itself recognizes have occurred, which is why the crime laboratory took some disciplinary actions in those cases. The errors are fairly serious. I don't know how isolated they are or whether they've been adequately dealt with so far. I just wouldn't have any way of knowing that.
Now, there are some pretty serious accusations in this letter, claiming false fingerprint matches and taking evidence home and drinking on the job.
The Coverdell grant program that provides funding through the federal government requires that serious allegations of negligence or misconduct have to be reviewed by an external process, and that's why the state of Wisconsin has set up a process for that, and that's what this complaint filed by Attorney Jerry Buting is intended to do.
Is it possible perhaps innocent people have been convicted in these cases?
Again, I wouldn't have any way of knowing whether that's happened here, and again, we have generally good confidence in our crime laboratory. But when you're talking about making false positives, false negatives, drunkenness on the job, something called dry labbing, which apparently has occurred on at least on some isolated instances, which is simply refers to the process of reporting test results on tests never run, those are the kinds of things that can lead to mistakes that have resulted in both failing to convict the guilty and convicting the innocent. Again, I don't know that that's happened here, and I don't
Exactly.
know whether these are simply isolated incidents.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's the reason these allegations were filed, was to try to get an external review to try to figure out if the problems have been dealt with adequately and truly are isolated, or whether they're more systemic and run a little deeper. I don't know.
Is there a possibility of federal funds for the state crime lab being revoked? And if so, would that seriously hamper crime investigation in Wisconsin in the future?
I don't know how to answer that. If the state does not have an adequate external review process, that's conceivable that those funds could be revoked. I can't tell you how significant these funds are to the workings of our crime laboratory. I just don't know the answer to that. But right now, the Department of Justice has set up this review process. I would hope it's adequate. I don't know, but I would hope so. I can tell you that on a national level, Congress has been very concerned that the enforcement of this external review process has been fairly lax throughout the country, and Senator Leahy, for example, one of the chief sponsors of this, has held hearings to try to toughen up the enforcement of these review processes in recognition of how important it is that we get our forensic sciences right.
Keith Findley, thanks for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.